just a tree dog. I was born in it. Remember who said that? Bang. Alright.
Ready whenever you are.
Yes. Keep
That's going. That's not muted.
What?
Keep confusing.
Is it solid?
Yeah.
Solid means you're recording, or it's unmuted. Blinking is muted.
That makes sense.
Nope. I didn't program it. I would just have a switch. Or like one of those, one of the ones where it's like, when it's depressed, it's on when it's...
Yeah.
Whatever that
works. Alright. Yeah. Cannot find my pencil. Just makes me mad.
Hey everybody, welcome to More Than That. I'm Gus Bird.
Rafael Gandler.
I want to thank you for listening to our podcast where we give the preacher another opportunity to share a little bit more on his message. A lot of times the pastor, the preacher, has to cut some things out that would be beneficial for the church, but for time's sake had to leave out on the Sunday service. So give them an opportunity to share that those nuggets that would still be beneficial for the church body. So what we ask every episode, pastor, if you had 10 more minutes with your church, what would you share with them?
I think it's probably more of digging deeper versus actually saying more. One of the things that really just kind of maybe hit me harder was I was not prepared to go into the study on blaspheming as I did, like in terms of just basically like this is the thing. When you go, we talk about eisegesis, which is like putting meaning into the text, but then we practice what we call exegesis, which is going and really reading the scripture from scratch, and then having to say, okay, what did it mean to the first hearers? Looking at the grammar and looking at the literature around that time, and so one of the things that just really blew me away was just looking through and seeing that a lot of people, like when we're saying curse God. We're thinking of just like, man, just say obscene words and that's it. Like, which is now like where I think me and you have talked about it a lot. Like, where where's the room to lament before God?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and really, really just to, there's room to lament before God, but there's a difference between lamenting before God and not listening Him, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we do not understand, we can be able to say, God, I do not understand. And sometimes, obviously, the language can get rough there, right? Mm-hmm. But blaspheming is a totally different thing, which is actually like you're not... you have now degraded God and brought Him down, which is where we just, I was amazed looking at Genesis 8:8, where basically the main thing was Noah sent the bird out to see if the water had blasphemed the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has the water gone down? So for me, it's now, it comes down to now, like, really just like, wow, honoring God and fearing God is making sure that, like, His majesty remains intact even when we're questioning Him.
Mm-hmm.
even when we are lamenting, even when we're like there is a way in which you can question authority without actually demeaning their authority.
Right.
So really there, like, and I think that just needs teased out a lot more in our culture today, because at the end of the day, it's just one of those things that you see not only with God, where it's like, man, if our posture towards even his word, our posture towards his authority, and just I asked a couple of questions in there, as in like, man, like, really, like, if you were to really trace down a lot of our problems when it comes to even his word, you know, you and I do this quite a lot. We sit down and we counsel people and we ask them, hey, have you read the word of God? Have you been consistent? And at the end of the day, you're seeing that, like, oh, okay, this is what Eugene Peterson said in his book, Eat This Book, where he says that what's prevalent in today's culture is the sovereign self versus the sovereign God. Mm-hmm. The text of self, as in, like, we exalt our own opinions versus. So at the end of the day, that's just like what, like, for me, I wanted to probably like spend more time just really maybe massaging that in terms of like, hey, but then what do we do with, what do we do with the very things that, like, when you're finding yourself having higher thoughts than God himself, what do you, you know, that's where Paul comes in his book, in 2 Corinthians, I think in 2 Corinthians or 10 or 1 Corinthians, where he says, we pull down every thought that once would exalt itself above the knowledge of God. Like Paul says that, like, any thoughts like that, like, we arrest them and we submit them back to God. And part of that, practically, because the sovereign self wants to constantly subvert God, because my own opinion, because of my fallenness, I will constantly do that. That's actually now like where the daily workout of our walk with the Lord, in waking up every day and submitting to the scriptures, whether we feel like it or we don't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter. Every single day, then, that just becomes almost like a way by which we, how do we pull down every thought that wants to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of Christ and what he has said. I think that is almost like a way to proof ourselves against having a lofty view of our own views versus a lofty view of who God is. So basically, like, thinking about the whole blaspheming of God and using that Genesis 8:8 imagery, like, just thinking about, like, how does the water, like, if for example the bathtub is clogged, mm-hmm. or the, you know, just like, how does the water, it subsides, mm-hmm. and it goes down slowly. It's not a, so for me, it's not blaspheming God and he's looking at him and disrespecting him in that way is not a sudden, is not a sudden thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a gradual thing where it's like, it's the subsiding of it is actually like, where almost every single day it's like, yeah, I'll let that go. But, mm-hmm. I mean, this is how, like, and just kind of like, as in like, in my culture, we say you give a hand and they take the whole arm. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just almost like what you stat isn't like, it's almost like in football, or giving away 1 yard always leads to giving away what?
Yeah.
So just really thinking about like, how then do we go into the whole blaspheming kind of deal? Is that like, it's not a day, it's not like, oh yeah, you just woke up and that was it. It's almost like you do counseling. It's almost like someone waking up and saying, I want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
That was not.
Yeah.
That was not a, you know what I mean? That was not a spur of the moment. Or someone kind of coming in and just, that those are things that like, you're like, okay, hey, my husband left or my wife left.
Mm-hmm.
I was so shocked. And then one of the things about that is that, like, hey, can you trace back? Maybe they started leaving way before they left.
Yeah.
I think that blaspheming works in that way, where it's like, okay, when we start taking for granted the very little things, like, hey, you know, like you had in your office, did you see Jesus today?
Yeah.
I haven't seen him today. I didn't see him tomorrow. I haven't seen him. And before you know it, it's like little steps. And then at the end of the day, you'll find yourself. And then so that's that. And I think there is actually where, and as soon as God's authority kind of begins to wane in our lives, also even like our view of authority, because like authority, the people that have been put in our lives are all deputies from God.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it just begins. So it becomes easy, where I was just kind of thinking about it. I was like, man, like, I come from a culture of honor where, you know, the president fell one day. He fell, you know.
On the bike.
On the bike and the Twitter feeds. Man.
Yeah.
I was like, since when is it okay to talk about, I just kind of was just like, okay, maybe I'm just a Zimbabwean thing. I just like, this is like, but guys, can we just kind of think about like, number one, since when is it okay to laugh when an elder falls?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just kind of stop there and just kind of like, number two, since when, okay, fine, let's just kind of, anyway, I'm not going to open up on this nasty, but I'm just saying that like, but, like, it just gets to that point where, man, I don't care how, like, that president might be like and all those things. But it's just one of those things where it's like, okay, that respect for the authority kind of just, like, has gone. Or even just the whole idea of, like hearing, oh, yeah, a son was punching his father. Like, for me, that's just like, okay, when did that start? And the truth of the matter is that, like, it probably was an inch at a time.
Yeah.
And then eventually it got to that. If you can be very comfortable with laughing at a president falling, right, then it's probably like an inch at a time. I'm just like, I'm looking at all that and just saying, okay, then probably one of the things that, like, at least this text gave us was, hey, we need to be growing and just basically growing. If last week was like one of the main ways by which we gauge whether you're growing Christianity is growing in your view of yourself and your view of your others, maybe this week, probably I should have said it this way, one of the ways you know you're growing and as a Christian is you're growing also in your respect for God and your respect for those that are in authority. And also, maybe that's, I will leave it right there, because that was the second point about holding back, because I could go into that as well.
So what would you say to somebody who is struggling to that want? Because I've heard it a lot of times, like, I should want to read the scripture, I should want to pray every day, I should want yada yada yada. What would you, and right, they should want that, but they don't. So what would you say to that person who isn't lacking that desire to do those disciplines.
Maybe the problem is that we're waiting to want first. The question that's there is that, you know, Jesus kind of said this in Matthew chapter 4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, right? And I was talking to Joe Gill, a church member here. And we were talking about, like, and Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing. Like, and so if we just take those, like, okay, my authority, God, my authority, Jesus has said, you cannot live by bread alone. Just take it at face value. That's it. And Jesus has said, apart from me, abide in me and you will bear fruit, and fruit that will remain. Like, okay, all right. Just first of all, taking him at his word. Like, I think at the end of the day is maybe what we need to obviously now confess is we have a little book that we love here at City Church by C.J. Mahaney called Humility. And in there, he basically says that, like, and in fact, he says this, it's a book about humility. He says that, like, he started having to pray prayers when he realized that he's been resisting God in some way, or there's some type of pride. Because, like, there's some of that is, like, if I'm not really running to God's word to find sustenance, and I can just kind of be comfortable in this, some of that is also pride, right? And C.J. Mahaney says this, like, he ends up praying in this way. He's now made sure he prays it this way. God, I'm sorry that I was contending for supremacy with you. That you, the supreme God, told me this. But I thought I was now more supreme, and I, you know what I mean? Like, and so there, first of all, just us having to, like, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 5 for me helps a lot. And I mentioned, it says basically, like, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Like, I don't feel like reading scripture. What are you going to do with that? Like, that's a lofty argument that says, hey, I am, you know, his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have, especially, and you and I usually are talking, remember talking to a young man who's actually saying, I'm battling A, B, C, and D. Hey, have you gone to the Word of God? I'm just kind of like, I have stored His Word in my heart that I may not sin against Him. That's Psalm 119, verse 9. Like, kind of looking at that and just saying, hey, the sovereign God has given, at this point, if you're resisting eating, and you're resisting, because a man shall not live by bread alone. What does bread help us do? Function? Yeah.
Everything?
To be healthy? To be all that? Here you are struggling with an unhealthy appetite. Here you are struggling, but yet at the same time, it's just one of those things where, like, you're watching someone killing themselves in the gym and you're like, you still have to address the diet issue here. So at the end of the day, so there's that part. First of all, us confessing, hey, I need to probably, like, at some point destroy what? Destroy, right? We destroy every proud obstacle. I like New Living Translation. That keeps people from knowing God. That's not like a, hey, go get a little 22 and just, like, poke little holes in this thing. This is like, go and destroy this thing and capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey. I love that, like teach them to obey Christ. So there's that part. And there's the other part of that, like, okay, once you've done that and you've heard Jesus saying, men shall not live by bread alone. So then, what then? All scripture, 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is what? Profitable for teaching, reproving, right? Like all those things that it says there. Like, oh, okay. If it's profitable, and I don't feel like it's profitable, maybe that's where I need to probably like wake up, set an alarm, set 4 alarms, and just maybe those alarms are literally me reminding myself, you cannot live by bread alone. You can, and then just kind of like, or maybe ask another brother or sister, borrow discipline.
Mm-hmm.
I go to CrossFit simply because I'm just not disciplined enough to work out by myself.
Right.
That's just true. That's if I don't have something that's literally where someone is expecting me to show up, the tyranny of the urgent is gonna what?
Take over. Yeah.
So at the end of the day, like I wanna show up to my Bible reading to literally all those things the same way that at least like where at the end of the day, man, like set an alarm, show up every day. Sometimes duty is necessary before delight comes.
Mm-hmm.
Like where it's like, just show up. Show up in the scriptures, take him at his word, talk to him about it, and you will be so surprised if at least you persist in it. That's actually like what the last point was, where C.S. Lewis said that like, sometimes if we give in to that temptation of like, you know, he says a man who gives into temptation after 5 minutes simply does not know what it would have been like an hour later. I'm here to say that, like, if the first distraction gets you all out of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
man, recalibrate, get back. Yeah. Recalibrate. And you say, hey, I failed today, but tomorrow I'm getting back. Like, I failed to read it, tomorrow I'm getting back. Just keep on going, keep on going. That at least is what I would say.
Right.
So it just eventually now you have done exactly what this 2 Corinthians 10:5 says. You have captured rebellious thoughts and you've taught them to obey what? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, hey, you know, especially with TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and all that stuff, text messages and stuff. Maybe you might have to just turn off your phone.
Yep.
You know, so.
It's good.
If it's for worth, if it's man shall not live, which is word thrive, flourish. Like, you could pack a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, breathe, live, flourish. If you cannot do anything apart from him, then at the end of the day, is that worth fighting for?
Mm-hmm.
Is that worth at least pressing in, showing up every single day, training yourself up in godliness, like 2 Timothy says? I would say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, wars have been fought over less.
What?
I'm just imagining a field that, like, of food that would just help you to thrive. And how many wars have been fought over?
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah, yep. There you go. It's
a stone mountain that provides nothing, but
yeah,
they still die over it. But yet we give up so easily over. Thank you for your faithfulness, and thank you for your time. For those of you who are listening, please remember this is supposed to be an addition to, not a replacement of the Sunday service. So please go back and listen to the service if you haven't done so. And preferably, if you can, make it in. We love being in community in person. So love to see you Sunday service, Sunday morning. If you have any questions, if there's anything we can be praying for you, or if there's any way we can serve you better, please let us know. You can email us at info@citychurchpa.org. Yeah, we love praying for people and helping them out the best we can. So if you could, if that's what's going on in your life, please let us know. Anyway, thank you again for listening. I'm Gus Bird.
Rafael Gandalf.
Have a blessed week.